This is Ken Barron with the National Association of Black and White Men Together with the latest election news. In the 2020 presidential election, eyes have been focused on the early primaries in Iowa and New Hampshire. In Iowa, according to 538.com, the candidates are ranked as Sanders, 22.6%, Biden, 22.3%, Buttigieg, 17%, Warren, 14%. But perhaps more interestingly, California polls, check today's LA Times, have Sanders in the lead in the state's presidential primary race. The poll shows Warren second and Biden running third. California is known to be a liberal state, of course, but Sanders appears to have growing support from voters who label themselves very liberal. That very liberal group makes up about one in three Democratic primary voters in the state. The 2020 California Democratic primary will take place on Tuesday, March the 3rd, as one of the 14 contestants scheduled in the, quote, Super Tuesday in the Democratic Party presidential primaries, followed by South Carolina primary the weekend before. The California primary is a semi-closed primary with the state awarding 494 delegates, of which 415 are pledged delegates allocated on the basis of the results of the primary. The rest are elected officials and others who attend as an unpledged so-called superdelegate. The rest of the state's likely primary voters remain divided upon several candidates. Former Vice President Joe Biden remains the front runner nationally, but in third place in California with 15% of the vote. California's primary election is relatively liberal, said Berkeley political science professor Eric Schickler, the co-director of the university's institute. The state is more conducive to one of the candidates on the left, he said. Biden narrowly trails Sanders amongst voters who call themselves somewhat liberal, moderate, or conservative, but runs 33 percentage points behind him on the very liberal. California Democrats' party rules have delegates go to candidates who get at least 15% of the vote statewide or in a congressional district. For example, candidate Bloomberg gets 6% in the poll, up from 2% in November. He shares the second tier of candidates with Pete Buttigieg at 7%, Amy Klobuchar at 5%, and Andrew Yang at 4%. So what is good for Biden? He remains the candidate the state's voters are more likely to say would beat President Trump. About a third of the likely primary voters say so. Sanders comes in second on that score with about a quarter of the votes, mostly his own supporters, calling him the one with the best chance of beating Trump in November. Back in Iowa, where the question of electability has dominated the debate, and likewise in New Hampshire, in California, the issue of how much of the priority we put on picking an electoral winner sharply divides voters. About two-thirds of Sanders' supporters put priority on a candidate who agrees with them on issues. Biden supporters go the other way. There's a generational clash in voting preferences between Sanders and Biden. Sanders supporters are among younger voters, and this has been steadily growing over time. Because of this, turnout will be extraordinarily influential in determining the output. In the broader picture, 13 other states will hold a contest on March the 3rd, with about 40% of the delegates to the nominating convention, which will be allocated that day. 538.com attempts to forecast what's ahead in the national polls. They update the average for each Democratic candidate in 2020 primary polls, accounting for each poll's quality sample size and recent results. The latest results are Biden 27%, Sanders 21%, Warren 14%, Bloomberg 8%, Buttigieg 7%, Yang 4%, Klobuchar 3%, and Steyer 2%. In summary, as the nation thinks ahead to the November election, where the Democratic nomination race has tightened at the top, each Democratic candidate tested by Fox poll bests Trump in hypothetical heads-to-heads. Trump lags behind Biden by 9 points, that's 50-41 for Biden percent, and Bloomberg by 8 points, 49-41. These leads are outside the poll's margin of errors. Biden leads Trump by 17 points amongst women, while the two tie amongst men. And Trump is up by 14 points upon white men, while Biden leads 52 points amongst non-white men. Trump trails Sanders by 6 points, that's 48-42. And Warren, he trails by 5, that's 47-42. He trails Buttigieg by 4, 45-41. Klobuchar by about 1. These matchups are within the error margin. So that's the picture from a variety of polls. The NABWMT urges you to vote in the primaries and in the very important November elections. You can see this podcast and its video cast equivalent on NABWMT. This is Ken Barron signing off. Thanks for listening.